views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Listening to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you are listening to the Psychic Professor Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the voices of spirit. Each week on the Psychic Professor Show, we will have some of the most knowledgeable spiritual voices helping you to answer your spiritual questions. And I am really pleased today to have Lisa Williams with me on the show. And Lisa's going to be talking about some of the upcoming events that are happening at Lilydale this summer. So welcome, Lisa.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And first I have to ask you, how did you get to Lilydale?
You know, obviously people are listening, and yes, this is a British accent. I lived in England and I was working as a medium, and quite honestly, I had never heard of Lilydale. And I was doing big events. I came over because I had a TV show and everything else. And I met Sandy Taylor and Sharon Klingler. And they kept saying, you have to come to Lilydale. And I'm thinking, what is Lilydale? Everyone talks about this. And then Grant from the Ghost Hunters was saying, you need to go to Lilydale. And I'm like, what is this place? So finally, I said to Sharon and Sandy, who had badgered me for a couple of years, and I didn't want to. I was like, no. And before I knew it, I was at Lilydale, and I never forget getting dropped off down in Fredonia and coming and not knowing where I was. And then coming, you know, they came to pick me up and they drove me into this like Victorian wonderland. I had no idea what I was coming to. And, you know, I always say that with Lilydale, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. It's that old Eagles song. And quite honestly, Lilydale remained in my heart and it stayed with me. And I kept thinking, I wonder if they'll ask me back next year. I wonder if they'll ask me back next year, because I became a season highlight. And then one thing led to another, and I kept saying, I should buy a house here. And I kept joking about it. And then this one day, I'd rented my neighbor's house from her as I was a season highlight again. And there was a house a couple of doors up the road for sale. And we just got talking. I said, can I look at your house? And they were like, sure, come on in. And I'm not kidding you, I walked in and that house said to me, welcome home. And I went, oh dear. Because I was living in California, and never did I ever think that I would ever make that trek. And then 2 years later, I went home back to LA, where I was living at the time, told Charlie, my son, said, pack your stuff. We are leaving for Lilydale. And he's like, what? We just got back. And I went, nope, we are moving. And this was over Thanksgiving. And so I left 70 degree heat. And I came to almost 3 foot of snow. And, oh, But, it, you know, I never look back, and I haven't missed L.A. I love Lilydale, and it's just such an amazing, amazing place. So that's kind of my story.
But, you know, your story is so true. It's because everybody who comes to the Dale, they say the house, like, calls to them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like people look around, but then the house picks who's going to be the next owner.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. It's very, very true. And, you know, it's amazing. But anyway, yeah, welcome to the Dale.
Thank you.
It is a wonderful little community. It is kind of hard to describe in some ways. But you bought, I have to say, you bought a beautiful, beautiful house, because I know the person who renovated it, and he did an extremely excellent job.
Oh, yes.
House. Yes.
Yes.
Helmut was with German background and an engineer. So you put those two together and you get perfection.
I know. And it's so funny, because every time I speak to Nancy and Helmut, I, you know, they send me a letter occasionally, and I always feel like I should just validate that the house is still standing, that I haven't ruined it, because he is such a perfectionist. And, you know, I've heard stories how he would get in the closet with some of the work guys and get there with his tape measure, and he'd put his glasses on, and he'd look around and go, that's not quite straight. And he was such a perfectionist. And I love Lilydale, and I sadly it's not my home all year round, although I am only 20 minutes away from Lilydale, but I go home. I go back there probably every few days, just walk in, and the home sort of envelopes me and gathers me up and fills me with love, and it's just such a happy vibe. I love it.
Yes, no, it's a wonderful, wonderful place. But then not only did you move to Lilydale, you became involved with Lilydale.
Oh, yes, I did. I did. And I never expected to. And you will absolutely validate this, that when you move to Lilydale, everybody says, you know, Lilydale is amazing, just don't get involved in the politics.
Yes.
And I was like, yep, no, I'm not going to get involved in the politics. So, you know, I got involved with a committee just for the brochure, because, you know, the workshops and having traveled around the world and knowing workshops and how they're structured and running my own, you know, I kind of know what people are looking for in many ways. And then I got involved, and then I started to, because in my former life, before I started to communicate with the other side, I worked for graphic design. And, you know, I then went on to the brochure, and now this year I've created the website and the new brochure, and then I ran for the board, and now I'm on the board of directors. So it's kind of got involved without even realizing I was going to get involved. But it's been an amazing journey, and one that I absolutely am so blessed to be on.
Well, we're very glad to have you. And I should say, not only did you run for the board, you're now vice president of Lilydale. So you really are involved in many ways. Well, I don't know. I think we are ready to go to break at this point, and then we will get Lisa back on the phone. So we're going to take a break.
The knowledge book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
On the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And there's two websites that I want you to know about. The first one is the Spirit Art Gallery, which sponsors this show, which is www.spiritartgallery.net. And the second one is for Lilydale. So if any of you are interested in coming to Lilydale this summer during their summer season, go to www.lilydale assembly.org, and you can look and see all of the workshops that are going on. And my guest today is Lisa Williams. And Lisa, I wanted to ask you about what kind of workshops you've got going on in the Dale.
Oh, wow. I've got quite a few, actually. I'm doing a season highlight again, trying to change it up again a little bit, and doing intuitive heart. So this is all about getting in touch with your mind, your body, your soul, and helping those people who are really interested in intuition, just developing the intuition and really helping that grow. But I'm also doing forensics as well. So I'm teaching a forensics mediumship, which will be, you know, that's my passion, one of my passions. It's forensics. I'm also teaching with Sharon Klingler as well. We're doing a platform and demonstration class, which is a whole week. And I'm doing trance. So I'm actually doing a whole week on trance. And we'll do, well, I think it's 3 days actually. And then we're doing a evening of trance in one of the evenings as well. So a lot of fun stuff coming up, but we have a lot of workshops this year. We've probably got more than we've ever had this year. So it's kind of an exciting time.
Yes, it is. And I wanted to ask you, because this year the workshops are a little bit different in the Dale. You all, because I know you were part of the committee that tried to arrange a lot of this and do this. And What is the thing with the weeks? I know you've got some special weeks and things coming on.
Yeah, we have theme weeks, and this was something that Neil put together. He suggested having theme weeks. So we start off with Healing Week. It's our Healing and Practices Week, and that's at the beginning of the season. So we're really focusing upon various different modalities of healing. You've got all sorts of different stuff happening, you know, cleansing. We've got Tom Kratzley doing cleansing. We've got herbs and oils. We've got various different, we've got sound healing as well. So we've got a lot of different modalities of healing. And then we go into the Channeling Mediumship Around the World Week, which is from the 13th of July. And we have everybody, you know, lots of different speakers from around the world, where I'm all speaking on different things. We also have the spiritists that are coming in that weekend. So they're our season highlight. And obviously there's spiritists that are coming in from Brazil. So we have a lot, it's just different methods, just different modalities of how people channel and do the mediumship. And then, of course, we have Children's Week. So Children's Week is always very, very popular. It's been going for a number of years. So that's always the third week of July. So that sort of slots in there. And then we also have, obviously, the Science of Things Spiritual, which is coming up on July 27th. So that's actually slotted in right at the end of Children's Week. And then we go into Divining Week. And that's all sorts about various different divining techniques. So we've got numerology, we've got tarot, we've got all spiritual dowsing, getting in touch with your spirit guides. So there's various different, we've also got table tipping as well. So there's various different ways of connecting using different methods. And then we finish off with our Native American week, where we've got everyone from Warfield Moose to Michael Bastien to Wind Daughter. We've got so many. John Two Hawks is a special season highlight. So there's a lot of interesting people that are coming this season. We've got over 230 workshops, which is going to be our biggest season ever.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, people are going to have trouble trying to pick out which one they want to do.
I know. I must admit, I'm sitting here putting the brochure together and I sit and go, I want to go and see that. Oh, I want to go and see that, because it's amazing. You know, there's so many different things, and the presenters are incredible. And, you know, I don't just say that because Lily Dow is very dear to my heart. I truly mean this. We have some absolutely remarkable speakers. So I'm very blessed to be involved in this.
Yes, and I also noticed, because I have looked at the schedule, it is online for those of you who want to take a look at it. I've also noticed we have a lot more British mediums coming.
We do, yeah. Mm-hmm. We do. We're actually trying to bring in a connection with the AFC, which is the Arthur Findlay College in the UK. They have some amazing speakers and teachers. So it just seems right that we actually form, you know, bring mediumship together throughout the world. We have Mavis Patilla coming. We have Simon James and Brian Robinson. We have Colin Bates. There's a lot of people that are coming from the UK. Next year, we've already secured Andy Bing and also Helen DeVita as well. So there's, you know, we're trying to bring in different people. We've also got some Australian people coming this year as well to teach, and we'll have more Australians next year. So we're actually trying to bring the whole world together, and I think it's very important that we do so.
Yes, and I know I was helping to bring in my friend from New Zealand who's coming this summer.
Yep.
Yeah, I met her through my work with the SN Spiritualist National Union in England. And so she's coming to do a workshop, which is wonderful. And I'm bringing over some of my other friends from England and from the Netherlands and from Spain and from all over the place. So it truly is going to be an international summer.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
It really is jam-packed full of things to do. So I would highly recommend people to take a look at it and think about Lilydale for your spiritual vacation. I'm sure you will find something with all of these different things. I have to say the Spiritists did come a few years ago to the Dale, and yep, that was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They brought a spirit artist who was
We have the spirit artist coming again this year. So they're actually bringing, they're actually doing a couple of workshops. And so what they're doing is they're bringing in spirit parenting. So, they have someone who is going to really talk about spiritist and how we nurture our children and how we parent. And then we're doing the painting. Then we have something quite unusual where on Saturday morning, they're doing a healing mediumship, and this is free of charge. And I recommend that people go and get their tickets now. It's on Saturday, July 14th, and it's healing mediumship with the Spiritists. So that's going to be quite incredible. And then we also have Spiritism and the Arts. And then we're going to be watching one of the Spiritist movies as well. So that's quite amazing. But what we do have this year is we have some of the historians of AA. I don't know whether you know this, but AA, the 12 steps, the steps were founded upon spiritualism. And it was said that Bill Wilson actually used to sit in seance and used to sit with this table tipping. And I have actually seen Bill Wilson's automatic writing with my own eyes, which is unbelievable. And so we have three of the historians of the AA group where they're going to be coming, and just to try to discuss how AA was founded upon the spiritualism foundation.
That's really good, because so much of the spiritualism history has been written out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I have Shannon Taggart on, she always is talking about how she went to RIT and Rochester Institute of Technology and studied all this history of photography. And then all of a sudden she came to Lilydale and they started showing her the spiritualist pictures.
Yep.
And she's just blown away. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole rich history where spiritualism has influenced all kinds of things. So that's wonderful that you make that connection.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. And, you know, even throughout my travels throughout the world, it's incredible how you see so many people who are involved in spiritualism, yet they're not openly involved in it, or they don't always voice it. And, you know, it's amazing to actually see how many things have been connected to spiritualism. And so, you know, I know in England it's a very different situation where there's a spiritualist church on every street corner practically. I come to America and there's nothing. Yeah, it's ironic that this is where it came from, or obviously the modern day mediumship. So it's just about bringing back spiritualism into the world and making it more recognized. We have TV programs, and I'm guilty of it, but even in those TV programs, there's no real mention of spiritualism. So it's about bringing that recognition back.
Yes. And I mean, I think that a lot of people, you know, when they hear communicate with the dead, they're like, oh no, you can, you know, have negative spirits and all of this is the opposite of spiritualism.
Absolutely. Completely the opposite. And people don't realize it. You know, it was funny because I was listening to someone speak last week at church, and they were saying how the first time they came to Lilydale, they're expecting like these turbans on the head and big hoop earrings and tie dye.
and the person was really normal. And so it was quite interesting how people have this misconceived idea about what we do and how we do it as well. You know, the movie Ghost really isn't a good representation of what we do.
Well, it's better than some of them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because at least I've been doing it because I'm probably going to write a book on spiritualism and the media. And so at least in that one, it's a positive thing that he's trying to do. And it's mm-hmm. not him trying to ward off some slasher kind of evil spirit.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't think I've ever really encountered anything negative. You know, of course, I've encountered negative people, but never any negative spirits. So I always say it's the people that I watch out for, never the spirits.
That is a wonderful thought for us to begin to be able to go on break now. And before we go on break, I just want to remind everyone that they can find out information about me and the Spirit Art Gallery at www.spiritartgallery.net. And if you would like to see all of these wonderful, wonderful workshops that are being presented at Lilydale, please go to www.lilydaleassembly.org. And with that, we're on break.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
And we're back. back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And my special guest today is Lisa Williams. And we have been talking about all of the wonderful and exciting things that are going to be presented at Lilydale this summer, but we forgot the most important one. Lisa, you want to tell them who that is?
Oh, my dear friend. We have dear friend Tony Stockwell. Tony Stockwell is, he's presenting late in August, and he's doing something new that we're going to trial for next year. But it's a season highlight, a midweek season highlight. So he's presenting a whole week, and then he's doing a Wednesday night demonstration in the auditorium. So, I mean, if you don't know about Tony Stockwell, you really should. In fact, he was somebody who I used to admire back in England. And I used to watch his TV show called Street Psychic. And he used to randomly go up to people on the street and give them a reading. And, you know, I used to sit there and think, gosh, if I'm half as good as he is, I think I'll be pretty okay. I'll be set. And then, you know, I had the pleasure of working with him up in Canada, and he was nervous about deming with me, and I was nervous about deming with him, and it was really funny. And now I've brought him to Lilydale. He came a couple of years ago, and he's coming again this year as well. So I'm so excited about Tony. He's just, and one thing is for sure, he's super funny as well. He's very down to earth. He's super, super funny, and just one of life's genuine, genuine guys. So that is one workshop not to miss.
Yes, no, that's really exciting. Tony's work is just exceptional. It really is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I've seen him. Yeah, I've seen his television show, and I've seen him work, and he's just an amazing medium.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he's someone else that we want to see. Now, is there any other workshop you're particularly keen on?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many. Mavis Patilla's coming in. She's actually doing Two Nations, Three Mediums, Uniting with Spirit, which is herself, Janet Nohavik, and Joseph Scheel. So they're actually working together as well. So that's going to be fun. There's so many. It's hard to know what to go for, really, because, you know, if you had endless amounts of time throughout the summer, you could do everything. But we have everything from spoon bending to table tipping to meeting your soulmate to connecting with the other side to beginner's mediumship to advanced mediumship, medical intuition to, you know, astrology. It's quite diverse, and it's unbelievable. But I know the science of all things spiritual work, which was something that you're passionate about. And it's funny, because I was just before we got on the show, I was just adjusting that in the brochure and making sure it looked all nice and standing out. So, and you've got some amazing speakers. Absolutely incredible.
Yes, we have some of the top scholars from around the world coming to speak at Lilydale, and these people have all been spiritualist researchers for many, many years, and they're also wonderful and well-known academics. I have to say that my friend Massimo in Bagroni, he single-handedly has placed spiritualism within the history of art. And what you may or may not know is that there are the Georgina Houghton, who was a spiritualist. She did abstract expressionism 50 years before
any
noted artists, and she's just being recognized. So he's does a fantastic job of really bringing spiritualism into the history of different disciplines.
That's amazing. That's absolutely incredible. Yeah, you've got some really amazing people and a lot of interesting different diverse topics as well. So that's a whole day on July 7th, 27th in the Assembly Hall. So that's going to be exciting. And then later on that night is we also have Darren Wiseman as well, which I forgot to mention. And Darren also has, he was featured in the documentary Heal, which has just come out with Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden. And we have Darren Wiseman coming this year as a season highlight on the 27th and 28th as well. So, and he's doing his lifeline technique, which is around the world. It's called Ignite Your Life. And it's really the lifeline technique. It's unbelievable stuff. I've worked with Darren many times, and you know, the results that people get through healing is quite incredible. You know, I always say to my skeptical father, Dad, you wouldn't believe what happens. He's like, you know, and he doesn't want to believe it. It's quite funny, really.
Yeah, well, no, the healing, and that's one thing I think I have to say, is that many people don't realize how important healing is to spiritualism, and how spiritual healing is really a foundation of the belief and the discipline of spiritualism itself.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I feel as though it's very, very important. And that was one of my introductions actually into spiritualism, was through healing when I had cancer. And I went to see, I don't know, a healer per se. And she said, have you read the book You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay? And I said, no. And so each week she wanted to test me on it. And finally, I thought, I've got to read this book. She's driving me insane. So I read this book, and it was amazing just to actually see how you can take your own healing into your own hands. And through that whole journey that I was going on, I discovered that I really was in control of everything. And I've seen so much healing that happens through mediumship, through spiritualism, not just physical, but emotional. People healing because they've spoke to their loved ones, healing the wounds of old trauma, just being in the healing temple, just sitting there and basking in the energy. It's just an amazing experience. And to think that I was very skeptical, and then it all turned around because I read a book. So, you know, if ever you're ever skeptical, I'm sure there's people listening to the show who sit there and go, well, trust me, I am the biggest skeptic going, and my father was. And if I can turn my father around, then trust me, there's got to be something in it.
Yeah, but you just mentioned, and we haven't mentioned this before, that probably one of the special places in Lilydale is the Healing Temple.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and that is a must. I just tell everyone who comes to the Dale that they must go to the Healing Temple. The energy and the vibrations in there are just wonderful.
It's unbelievable, and quite frankly, the healers there do such a phenomenal job of keeping the energy. And Barbara Sanson is absolutely dedicated to the Healing Temple, dedicated to the people and their learning, dedicated to the people and their healing. And to actually see what happens when you go there and to experience it, and it is about an experience. It is incredible, because the experience, just sitting in the energy, basking in the joy, you know, you come out of there and you feel completely cleansed, completely fresh, completely ready to start anew, which is not something that you can get from your doctor's office, or not something that you can get from anything else, but I have to say, going to visit the Healing Temple.
Yes, and going to visit the Healing Temple, it's just amazing. And it's wonderful to get a healing there. I mean, I just see so many people that start crying but in tears of joy. It's not sorrow.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's tears of joy. And you know, to actually have someone, I mean, I did it recently. I don't heal in the Healing Temple, but I was doing a healing with someone, and just to, you know, I kept seeing her wiping her eyes, and, you know, her shoulders are going, and just to feel that release from someone. And it's not about us as the healers, or us as the mediums, or us as the people who are the facilitators of spirit. It's actually about the transformation that someone takes, and the journey that they go on, just
to be completely open. And it's that openness of every individual that walks through the gate. They walk in sometimes closed, but then they come through that gate and all of a sudden their heart kind of opens up. You can see the transformation. You see people walk in almost, oh, what are we going into? Then coming out, and they are friends for life. And, you know, it's quite incredible. And the beauty about this is that everybody that comes into that healing temple, that practices, that serves, because it is about serving. That's what it is. It's all about serving. It's truly, truly unconditional. There's no question about it. It is absolutely just beautiful to see an unconditional love that actually happens. So for me, it's just amazing. I love to see it.
Yes, and it is. And I would say that all of the healers in the healing temple are all volunteers. So they're just really there out of love and love for spirit and love for humanity, mm-hmm. that they give their hearts and they help to heal all of the of us who come into the temple.
Yep, definitely.
And, yeah, you can just sit there and feel fantastic. Feel fantastic. So we're about to go on a break, and then I'm thinking maybe what we'll do when we come back, we're going to tell people about all the fun different things they can do in the Dale. We haven't talked about the stump or any of the mediumship demonstrations or things like that. So it's all the things that they get with their gate fees. So we'll discuss some of those topics after this break.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love Light Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love Light Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor,
send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Lisa Williams, and we've been talking about Lilydale. And the one thing we haven't talked about yet is the beautiful area and the forests that are in the Dale.
They're amazing. They are absolutely amazing. And, for anyone who loves nature, Lilydale really is just a beautiful place. In fact, we have one workshop which is running twice this year, which is developing your spiritual connection with trees. And so we are surrounded by these unbelievable woods that are untouched. They are absolutely just glorious. And if you walk down this, I always call it the special pathway. It's like the yellow brick road. Walk down this pathway, you come into this gathering where you have benches and there is this tree stump. And it's called the Inspiration Stump. And twice a day, every day from the beginning of season, which starts on July 29th, we have message services. So this is when many of our registered mediums and visiting mediums can go and deliver messages. And you, as the audience member, may get a message from your loved one. We call it a greeting, not a reading, because it's only a little bit of a greeting, but it is quite an unbelievable experience. And then we also have one in Forest Temple as well that runs Monday to Saturday at 4 o'clock. So it's funny, we have all of these sort of events that happen, which are free with your gate pass. You know, you have to pay to get in, but you have all of this stuff that's free with your gate pass that you can come in and witness and be part of the whole experience. And it's just very, very magical.
Yes. And I know, was it one of those stump sessions that my friend Shannon Taggart got involved with Lilydale?
Wow.
Yeah, because the medium gave her a message that was a family secret. And she went back and told her family about it. And it was like, how did this person know? We didn't even know. So it started her journey on doing her spiritualist pictures. So, no, it is. It's amazing, the stump. And, I mean, I've done messages there when there's been like 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
Standing room only. And just a wonderful thing. So you got message services. And you also, which is cool too, is you also get a little bit of a spiritualist type of service too, where somebody does a talk and then a medium does a demonstration, the 2:30 auditorium service.
Yep. Yeah, we have it all. I mean, I'll just give everybody the rundown. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning where a meditation service happens in the healing temple. And then you obviously have healing services throughout the day. They vary. We have one at 10:30, which is Monday to Friday. Then at weekends, they vary at different times, 10 and then at noon. And also Sunday, we always have our church service, and which is free to get into. And you also get free gate pass at the same time, so you can actually come in, especially for Sunday service. We also have presentations in the library as well. We have a message service at the Inspiration Stump, which is at 1 o'clock. Then the service in the auditorium at 2:30. Then we have the Forest Temple at 4, and then we have another message service at 5:30, which is Inspiration Stump, and then we have healing at 7. So it's quite funny. Everybody walks around in little groups. I don't know whether you see it actually, Susan, but I know I do, where people start at the stump and then they walk down to the auditorium, then they go up to the Forest Temple, then they go back to the stump, and then they go to the healing temple. And because there's only half an hour between each of those services, but people walk around just in absolute awe and in a daze that all of this is happening. And it's just wonderful to see, and it's enriched with just knowledge and empowering and people being happy. So it's just delightful to see.
Yes, and I know. I live, my house is on 3rd Street, which is the direct route, kind of one of the routes between the Inspiration Stump and the auditorium. So they're always walking back and forth.
Yeah.
And of course, when we have a big special event, then it gets crazy. People start showing up at like 8 in the morning, and we have people and the residents get together and they use their little golf carts to usher people to the auditorium. So
that's it. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, and that's the one thing that we haven't mentioned is the community spirit of those people who live in Lilydale. So if you are a visitor and if you are sort of worried, and as much as, you know, Susan and I live here, you have to realize is that we were once strangers into this place, into our home, which is now our home, but the community comes together. So if we see someone lost, you know, we'll say, where are you looking for? And we help them out. If someone can't get to one of these things, I know I've picked many people up in my golf cart. So we absolutely are very, very friendly, and we have a lot of social events. There's lots of picnics, there's lots of celebrations, there's lots of things that we come together just to actually, as a community, and we welcome you all as part of that community, especially at the beginning where we open on the 29th of June, and we have the raising of the flag. And the raising of the flag is the opening of Lilydale at noon, and nothing happens before then. And then this year we've got a butterfly release in the garden. And so we're actually releasing butterflies into the butterfly garden at 12:15. And then we have our annual silver tea where come and dress up in Victorian outfits if you want, or just come and be part of the community, because it really is a gathering of souls, a gathering of minds, and a gathering of people who are all on the same journey, all searching, all wondering, all questioning. And, you know, you're never alone. And I feel as though it's really important for people to realize that they really aren't alone when they come into Lilydale.
No, but you know who we forgot to talk about?
Oh, gosh. Who?
The monks.
Oh, my gosh. We have. Yeah, the monks. Ah, yes. The monks, the Tibetan monks. They came last year, didn't they? And this year they come and they do a mandala. So they open Lilydale for us with the mandala. Then they go and do this dance, and then they close. They disperse the mandala into the lake. It's just a magnificent array of color and spectacular event. Absolutely.
Yes, and what made me think of it was the fact we also have all kinds of community meals with them.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And
sure, just do it. Yeah.
We do, and they've become part of our community. And, you know, you'll often see them walking around, and they'll quite happily stand and take photos. They've had many photos outside of my house, and they're just amazing. They're great people, absolutely, and they're very gracious, very, very gracious. It's just wonderful.
Yes, it was funny. Last year when Colin Bates was doing his workshop, the monks were behind him playing basketball in the basketball court.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, gosh. Absolutely.
That kind of sums up Lilydale. I mean,
it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does sum up Lilydale, because we are very unique in our approach to how we just approach life, really. And it's just wonderful, absolutely wonderful to see. Yeah, I've forgotten about that.
Would that be your last word on Lilydale? You have half a minute to give us one last idea.
I would just say that Lilydale, as I said, it's just a place of spectacular beauty, like-minded souls. And if you are soul searching on a journey of discovery, wanting to connect, healing, then this is a place for you.
Thank you very much. And I really want to thank you, Lisa, for giving us this wonderful, wonderful talk about Lilydale. And hopefully some of our listeners will be able to come and visit us this summer in the Dale, and they can go on their own personal spiritual journeys. So with that said, I'm going to say Goodbye to everyone and see you again next week.
You've been listening to the Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to trance communication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.